As the humanitarian crisis plays out in northern Iraq, claims tonight of another massacre by ISIS militants. Reports that 80 members of the minority Yazidi community were killed in a village in that region. It was fears of such attacks that drove thousands of Yazidis onto a mountain in northern Iraq and prompted this week's U.S. bombing campaign. And all of this has people here in this country's biggest Yazidi community on edge.
At a bucolic park in Lincoln, Nebraska, the stories and the tears pour out. Everyone has had family members murdered by ISIS terrorists or are still missing.
They don't know if they're still alive or they killed them.
Elias came to the U.S. 8 months ago with his family. When he called his brother in Iraq, a member of ISIS answered.
They tell you who they are.
Yeah, if somebody is not coming to the convert to the Muslims, we're gonna kill them.
Julie escaped a refugee camp during the first Gulf War and is now a fourth grade teacher in Lincoln. Her uncle sent video of the school where he lives with 700 others who escaped off Mount Sinjar. Okay. He tells her horrifying stories about a market run by ISIS.
They're selling Yazidi women in the Talafar market right now. For about a couple of dollars.
About 700 Yazidis now live in Nebraska, the largest population in the U.S.
We are selling this. I got two boys, they born here.
But family and faith tie them to the tragedy still unfolding more than 6,000 miles away.